I was going to become a police officer, but then I decided to finish high school instead. This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of November 18th, 2004.
All right, police! Police!
Bad Cop No Donut!
Bad, 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 bad.
Cop, 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 cop.
No, 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 no. Donut, 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 donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
A grand jury has indicted a Blanchester, Ohio police officer on multiple counts of rape, sexual battery, and gross sexual misconduct. Officer Bart Browning victimized a woman from November 2001 to May 2004. Browning has been on paid leave for 2 months, but has recently been placed on unpaid leave. Browning has not been arrested as of yet. A Chicago police officer pleaded not guilty on Tuesday to charges that he sexually assaulted a woman in her home this past March while he was on duty. Officer John Herman is charged with multiple counts of aggravated sexual assault, aggravated kidnapping, aggravated unlawful restraint, and official misconduct. Herman is currently free on a $275,000 bond. The indictment alleges that Herman asked the woman for identification, then placed her in his squad car and drove her to her residence. Upon arriving, the officer followed the woman into her home and then into her bedroom, locking the door behind him. Armed with two guns, the officer then ordered the woman to disrobe and took off his own clothes. He then assaulted her with his nightstick and forced the woman to perform a sex act on him. He then forced the woman to have intercourse with him. Herman was arrested after the woman identified him in a police lineup. He's been suspended without pay, and the department has initiated proceedings to fire him. A local television news report from Houston this week revealed rampant abuse by some police officers who have been spending their paid hours avoiding their duties. In one instance, an officer was observed by journalists sitting in his car doing nothing for 40 minutes. He was subsequently observed in his squad car reading a book for almost 2 hours by undercover police investigators. This past May, the same television station aired a report which showed officers neglecting their duty. The police chief made statements at the time that such misconduct would no longer be tolerated. But as the new report shows, very little has changed. Reporters observed one officer taking 45-minute smoke breaks hidden outside a local office building. One officer, Scott Arnold, was observed daily, spending as much as an hour at the beginning of his shift in his own home. Another officer was seen on 16 different occasions taking hour-long breaks at the beginning of his shift. On two occasions, reporters found official documents stating that he was on police business while he was actually doing nothing. This weekend, a police officer in El Mirage, Arizona, resigned because of an investigation into an alleged incident of sexual misconduct. Officer Ricardo Ricardez resigned immediately when told of the investigation during an interview. The allegations of sexual misconduct against the 6-year police veteran came from a fellow city employee. State investigators are looking into two cases involving the St. George, South Carolina Police Department. State and local officials have confirmed that one investigation is looking into the disappearance of funds from city coffers, and the other involves allegations of misconduct against members of the police department. Details are sketchy currently, but it is expected that we'll know more when the investigations are complete. The city of Glendale, California, and its former lawyers have agreed to pay a settlement of $4 million to 3 female police officers who endured years of sexual harassment, discrimination, and retaliation on the job. The settlement was reached because of fears that the officers might win more money on an appeal of the decision. The officers had also filed a suit alleging defamation of character by city lawyers because of comments they made outside the courtroom. The city has already spent more than $2 million defending themselves from the lawsuit. A judge in Calgary, Alberta, is calling the actions of police excessive after a man was beaten over a parking infraction. Calgary police pulled the man from his car by his hair and struck him at least 26 times. The man was subsequently found to be not guilty of the parking infraction. The judge also said that the arrest should never have been made in the first place. Constable William Urquhart is identified as the officer who pulled the man from his vehicle. Although the man never filed a formal complaint, he is considering a lawsuit. There have been calls for an inquiry into the affair and calls for a new system of police oversight and thorough investigations into alleged officer misconduct. A soldier has received a judgment of $2.2 million in his brutality lawsuit against police in Oak Grove, Kentucky. The soldier was rushing his sick child to the hospital on October 21, 2000, when he was pulled over by two officers who ordered him out of his car at gunpoint, pushed him to the ground, injured his wrists, and stomped on his neck. His injuries were so severe that he was forced into a medical discharge from the Army 2 years later. A jury found that officers Jason Palfrey and Jeff Ford used excessive force during the arrest. The soldier turned down a previous settlement offer of $250,000. A police taser killing of a mentally ill man in Sacramento, California this week has striking similarities to a case in the same city last year. In both cases, police shocked their victims twice with the stun guns, once at a distance and once at close range. In both cases, the men were taking medication for a mental illness. In both cases, the men were pronounced dead at hospital shortly after police called for medical help. Both men are now on a growing list of people who have been killed by supposedly non-lethal weapons. Recent reports suggest that there is a need to take a closer look at the effects of stun guns on people taking prescription and other drugs. Since 2001, there have been 76 deaths in the United States and Canada that have been linked to the use of stun guns. Amnesty International has been compiling data for a report on taser use in the United States to be released on November 30th. This week, there are reports from Miami that police used a stun gun on a 6-year-old boy in the principal's office of the child's school. The child was given a 50,000-volt shock on October 20th after he broke a picture frame in the principal's office, cutting himself and prompting her to call police for help. The suspended police chief in Sadieville, Kentucky, will be tried for driving under the influence, reckless driving, and resisting arrest starting on January 25th. Chief Mike Mizell pleaded not guilty to the charges at his arraignment on Friday. He was suspended with pay pending resolution of the charges, but on Thursday was suspended without pay because he failed to keep up with paperwork properly prior to his suspension. Three police officers in East Orange, New Jersey, have been suspended after a drug suspect's claims of excessive use of force. Police officials have acknowledged the suspensions but refused to identify the officers involved. A man claims he was injured by police during his arrest on November 3rd and then subsequently beaten by officers at a police station. The man was taken to a hospital to have his injuries treated. On Friday, two men arrested by police in Chattanooga, Tennessee in September had most of their charges dropped. Their arrest has been the subject of an internal police investigation into the excessive use of force used by officers, which was caught on videotape. The men were beaten following a traffic stop. The men have filed a lawsuit in a federal court. A woman in Brownsville, Texas, has filed a lawsuit alleging police brutality and false arrest. The lawsuit states that Officer Romaldo Rodriguez was working at a local nightclub as a security guard when he asked the woman and her friends to leave. Shortly after leaving, they returned to retrieve a credit card that was left behind. The woman got into an argument with Rodriguez. When she tried to leave, the officer slammed her against a police squad car and arrested her for assaulting a police officer. That charge was dropped last week, shortly after the woman's lawsuit was filed. The police chief in Mount Olive, North Carolina, says that he's received no complaints of officers stealing money from Latino drivers during routine traffic stops. Some Latino motorists made complaints to various community organizations, which eventually led to an investigation by state authorities. One officer took $300 from an undercover officer during the investigation. Some drivers are also complaining of having their vehicles searched without permission or a warrant. So far, three officers have been suspended for misconduct, but as of yet, none have been charged criminally. A former Whitehall, Wisconsin police officer who pleaded guilty last week was this week sentenced for forcing a 14-year-old to perform a sex act in his squad car in 1996. Officer Daniel Wineski was sentenced to 7 years in prison for sexual assault and official misconduct, which was the maximum sentence allowed. In her impact statement, the officer's victim revealed that he had attempted to silence her by threatening to harm her parents and threatening to have her removed from her parents' custody if she ever told. During his trial, it was alleged that Wineski had used his position as a police officer to gain sexual favors from women on many occasions. In one case, he offered to throw out a citation if a woman had sex with him. She refused and was ticketed. It's also alleged that Wineski had sex with a woman in a police interrogation room and frequently spied on women and young girls from his squad car with binoculars. Wineski was also accused of fondling women after he had placed them in handcuffs. A politically connected East St. Louis police officer has attempted to get evidence of a crime she committed thrown out of court. Officer Danielle Moore is accused of lying to Illinois State Police about the identity of her companion on September 1, 2003. The attempt failed. Moore is the daughter of a member of the local Board of Trustees. She was suspended after she was charged with official misconduct, but her current status with the East St. Louis Police Department is unclear. State police, who arrested a news photographer in Durham, New Hampshire, have handed the case over to local police. The photographer was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct on October 28th after he took pictures of Officer Mark Hall's police dog biting a 20-year-old student during celebrations of the Red Sox World Series victory. The victim of the police dog was unable to file a complaint because Officer Hall refused to identify himself after the attack, as required by law. Police have not been forthcoming about whether use of force reports were filed after the incident as required. Police will also not say if proper procedure was followed by the officer who was handling the dog. The police chief in Maple Park, Illinois, has been unsuccessful in his bid to have illegal gambling charges dismissed. Chief Chester Morris was arrested along with 12 others in connection with illegal gambling at a local tavern last May. The gambling had been the focus of an undercover investigation by state authorities. Morris is charged with official misconduct and conspiracy. Two Miami police officers who participated in cover-ups of questionable police shootings were freed this week after they testified against 11 of their fellow officers. The officers were sentenced to probation and community service after they testified in cases of four unarmed men who were killed by police between 1995 and 1997. In all cases, police planted weapons on the dead men to cover up the fact that they were unarmed when they were killed by the police. The victims ranged from petty criminals to a homeless man. The other officers sentenced thus far have received sentences of between 13 and 37 months in prison for the murders. This week, the police fatally shot people in the following cities: Roanoke, Virginia; Los Angeles; Salt Lake City, Utah; Ashland, Kentucky; Columbus, Ohio; and Kenosha, Wisconsin. No officers have been charged in any of the killings. Send your comments and story ideas to ihatepigs@hotmail.com. From CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto, I'm Ron Anisich. Each week we end Bad Cop No Donut with a song about the police. This week, it's Millions of Dead Cops by Millions of Dead Cops.
Try to imagine the agony meted out with no camera.